Yes, it's 720 WGN, and yes, that music says it's time for the Swap Meet. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Greg Flamm, who is at DuPage Picker on all social media sites, is here with us as he is every Wednesday night to listen to your calls and texts about what the value of your memorabilia is, your collectibles, and your junk. Yep, just some of the stuff that you find in the basement, in the attic, in the boxes that are moldy and falling apart, things like that.
Yep, move from home to home throughout your life.
And this is the time right now, because here come all of the people who are going to come home for the holidays. They're going to got bored after the first hour of watching Lifetime movies.
Go up in the attic.
Let me go see what's in my boxes. And then they're like, oh, wow, I didn't know I had this brick from
Comiskey
Park. That's me, right? Right. Again, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Best brag tonight gets you Lou Malnati's pizza. Greg, good to see you, buddy.
Great to be here. Thanks.
So as we start every swap meet, you bring in some stuff that you found and you want to brag about yourself. So what do you got tonight?
This week I have a promotional Maxell ad, but it's like on foam board, and it's like bigger than a poster could be. I'm thinking this was on display maybe at like Rolling Stone Records or Flipside or Sound Warehouse, something like that.
It's a huge kind of poster. It's the iconic shot of the guy in the chair holding on as the speaker is blowing him away.
Technically, it's called Maxell Blown Away Guy is what it's, you know, it's got all kinds of wiki pages and everything about it.
That's the technical term.
Yeah.
Blown Away Guy.
Yeah, and how I can date this as 80 is because the ad campaign was for cassette tapes, and so I dated it somewhere around 83. They still make this poster. They made it with CDs. They made it with the reel-to-reel, all kinds of, you know, it's been going on for years. You could still buy the smaller poster, like on eBay, for like $20. But this, I think this will get closer to 300. It was actually used, you know, like...
It's huge.
And it is bigger than anything on...
this would be kind of behind the register.
Yeah, and perhaps. It's, you know, it's just the iconic Maxell ad. Everyone knows it.
Yeah, I wonder, the ad campaigns like this, when you have something like this Maxell, which, again, everybody knows, do they start to show value at some point? They start to see stuff from the 80s that shows up on eBay and stuff?
Well, the thing is, they started reproing this poster, you know, into smaller versions, where I think the value in this is just how big it is, and that it was clearly used in some kind of store, you know, some kind of point of sale type.
Maybe a Rose Records.
Maybe.
Maybe a Rock Records downtown in Washington.
Coconuts.
Maybe a Coconuts. I was going to go Sam Goody. Sound Warehouse? Yeah. That's a strong one.
Yep.
I didn't get a job at Sound Warehouse. And that just stopped me from going into Sound Warehouse. I applied for it the whole bit. They took a lock of my hair. You know,
I worked at Record Town in Yorktown. I worked at Music Line in Oak Brook Mall. So,
there you go. So you know that this was behind the register.
Right. I could totally picture this being behind, hung up on a wall somewhere.
All right. What else you got?
And just, you know, I tried to bring in some things that people might have in their own house, and I found some vintage Commodore 64 programs, like a 5 1/4 disc.
Wow.
Diskette, I guess you call it. And these still have value.
Man, is that Paperboy?
I have Paperboy. I have Dig Dug. I even have Roger Rabbit, and it has like the poster that it came with in there too. And these go for anywhere from like $16 to $30, the three I have here, but some can go even higher if you have
Can you even play? Like, how do you even...
There's people that still play them. I mean, there's a big Commodore 64 group that just, they refurbished, they fixed, they love running the
programs. Are they floppy disks?
They're 5 1/4 floppy, They're 5 1/4, not even floppy 3 1/2. But I'll show you here.
Look at this. Look at that. That's a floppy disk. I've not seen a floppy disk.
5 1/4.
Wow. Yeah. I love that you have the 5 1/2. It's a 5 1/4. It's a floppy disk.
Right.
Everyone knows what that is.
Right.
I don't know the size.
Well, there's 3 1/2, and, you know, so if you say floppy, some people might think you
There is one size for the floppy disk.
Yeah.
And it's 5 1/4.
I remember high school, you know, like you were assigned your 5 1/4 disk, and you had to carry that around with you.
Scratch that thing up.
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
But
man.
You know, and this is something people might have in their house.
I played Paperboy. I remember that on the Commodore 64.
And, you know, what makes this is that the person had the foresight to save the box. This is the flattened box. He just stapled it. And so that adds value there, because a lot of people are, you know, some people might not play these. They'll just display them. So it's got the great Paperboy graphic.
Yeah, I'm sure if I could find it, it would be folded over. The floppy disk would be folded over yeah. and thrown in the back yeah, well, of some armoire.
Yeah. I was a VIC-20 cool. guy. My family, we bought the VIC-20.
You're a VIC-20?
Instead of Commodore 64.
So was that like Centipede or there was a...
You know, I can't remember playing game. A game on right. there. I remember programming a stick figure doing jumping jacks is what I was able to program on mine.
All right, let's get a call in before we take our first break. Let's go to Ben. Ben standing by. Ben, what do you want to brag about, bud?
Hey, we're moving. I was going through some old books or boxes and found a Life and a Look magazine commemorating the Apollo landing on the moon.
Wow, so that was...
I personally prefer Look magazine because they have better ads. They had the better stereo ads, better car ads, and just individual pages from like some of those Look magazines can go for 15, you know. So if you sell 3 or 4 ads out of one magazine, you know, that's 50 bucks right there just for one magazine. But yeah, the Apollo landing, just if you have the complete magazine, I would think that's in the $20 range, $25 range for either Life or Look.
Okay.
Interesting.
I was just wondering, because like you said, we're moving, I'm going through boxes, and I was like, wow, I forgot I had that.
Yeah, I think it's worth saving.
We should do a keep it or trash it segment.
Right, right. I vote keep it.
All right, thanks, Ben.
Thanks.
All right, thanks.
Isn't that the whole movement, the Marie Kondo movement, right, where it's a keep it or trash it?
Right.
We should do something like that.
Yeah, and as some people might not know, she opened up her own store now. So it was kind of like she convinced everyone to get rid of their stuff so she can sell them her junk. So 10 years from now, everyone could be decluttering her junk.
She's going to be like, this is my wall of Look magazines.
Right.
What would you think? And we're all like, oh, she's so cool. This is my Maxell tape area.
Right. This is my floppy disk.
And can I interest you in a floppy disk?
All right.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. The texts are coming in. I'm going to get to them in just a second. Also take calls. The best brag tonight is going to get you a Lou Malnati's gift certificate, which could be good. You could hold on to it. Be a nice little holiday pizza. Yeah. It also could be a gift. There's a lot of things you can do with it. Again, 312-981-7200. Greg Flam is here. It's a swap meet. Stay with us. It's 720 WGN. It is the swap meet with Greg Flam. He is in the building. I'm Justin Kaufman, 312-981-7200. We got a lot of calls and a lot of texts to get to. The best brag tonight is going to win you Lou Malnati's pizza. All right, let's get right to the calls. Let's go to David. David, let's kick us off. What do you want to brag about, David?
I've got a complete front section of the Chicago Tribune the day after the Kennedy assassination.
Oh, wow. Did you keep it? Why do you have that?
Well, I kept it as a memorial, I guess, and it's been folded up. It's not flat and pristine, but it is folded up, and it is the complete front section of the trip.
Hmm. Okay. Trying to get you the price here.
I'll give you my... I kept, I don't know why I did, and must be... that's the Clinton impeachment front page of the Tribune and Clinton, which now I feel with this Trump stuff, I'm just going to lose the value of that.
Yes, it will.
I think you're looking at about $25 to $50 for that. You could get a little bit more, but that's there seem to be quite a few Kennedy fronts, Tribune online. So you got competition.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah, I like it.
I've got a couple other random items. I've got a complete set of Beatle cards, not in the wrapper, not in the packaging, but both in the black and white and the color ones.
Yeah, individually, I've sold those anywhere from $1 to $5 each. So that gives you an idea.
What are Beatles cards?
They were like the trading cards, with the Beatles on
them. There's only 4 of them.
Well, yeah, there was probably, about 30 or 50 in a set.
There's like 60 Pauls and like 4
different poses.
If you get a George, you're really lucky or what?
Yeah, pictures from that Sullivan show that, yeah. But, they're not worth as much, I think, because they just made so many. And that was something that people hung on to.
Yeah.
Now, there were other Beatles items that were more rare that, you could have saved, I guess.
Right. But did you say $1 per card?
Yeah, I've seen them as low as $1 per card. And I think there were 2 series, if I'm not mistaken.
There were a couple series, both black and white and color. And I probably got, 300.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, and if you have a complete set, that will raise the value as well.
That's a nice set. Okay. Yeah, make that happen. Get yourself a nice downtown dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For $300.
And I've got one other, and it's a random one. Maybe it was Topps, but somewhere in the early to mid-60s, the baseball cards featured a coin, a little tin coin
right.
for the player.
Okay.
And I've got a random Richie Allen when it was with the Phillies.
Hmm. Wow. Okay. Yeah, those can vary. They're not all, you know, like one similar price, but, you know, some are $10 to $12. Some can be $50. You know, it depends who you
player,
have. Yeah.
All right, okay. Cool. Awesome. Thanks, David.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For calling,
Thanks.
Man. That's fun. All right, let's keep going. Steve. Steve, what do you want to brag about, Steve?
I have a horse's gas mask from World War I.
All right, you're going to have to back up just a second there, Steve. You can just throw that out on us. A horse's gas mask?
Yes.
So for a horse, a gas mask for a horse?
Yes.
All right. I just want to make sure
from
I was hearing
World
that right.
War One.
From
yeah.
World War I.
Okay.
What, yep. Where'd you get this? Where'd you get this gas mask for a horse?
Well, I inherited it from my father. And it was a gift to him as a joke because he was born on April 1st. And as an April Fool's joke, some friends of his, and I don't know where they found it, but they gave my father a horse's gas mask for World War One.
That's wild.
So that classic April Fool's joke.
Right.
Yeah. Well, but I have the whole thing.
What is it? So, Greg, you're finding it?
Yeah, I'm finding a couple. So do you have the bag with it first off, or is it just a mask
yes.
with a hose? Okay, if you have
no, I have the bag.
Okay, right. With the bag, they're going for about $130.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah, and I only see one sold, though, and I think that was without the bag for like $50.
Well, so. Now it's an idea for other people for April Fool's pranks, so maybe the market will
right.
go up
that's
because
right.
you explain how
right.
it kind of came single-handedly, around.
Single-handedly.
Yeah. All right, that's not bad. That's great, Steve.
It's a good
I like
story.
It.
Yep.
Steve, you're in the running.
Okay.
I like that. That's worth a Lou Malnati's pizza. You haven't won yet, but that's a good one. I like the horse's gas mask. All right, thanks.
Okay,
thanks.
Sir.
Thanks. That's great, right?
Yep.
Pete, I put him on hold. Everyone, just keep him on the back burner,
mm-hmm.
right? You got to beat for the Lou Malnati's pizza tonight. You got to beat a horse's gas mask.
Yep.
How about that? All right, Jackson, you're up. Jackson, what do you want to brag about?
Hey, how you doing today?
Good. How about you?
I'm good. Hey, I want to brag about my collector series Wheaties box with Michael Jordan on it.
That's awesome.
From 1991.
I'm an idiot. I had that at one point, and then, of course, I ruined it in some form.
Well,
you know, like everything that I do.
In the box.
It does? That's great. I'm sure I ate it. I'm sure I threw it. I'm sure I carved it up. I did everything you're not supposed to do.
Yeah, people...
Yeah.
There's so many different versions of that box. Some are like the flat, never been cut, formed into a box that people frame. People take the box, they'll flatten it and frame that. People will keep the box, try to put it in like a plastic case to preserve
it. But this
it.
Is like the shiny box, man. It's got the glow to it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm getting you a price right now.
That's funny.
But,
how did you just kept it? You just made sure? Like, just kept? Did you keep it in your cupboard next to the Cheerios for the last 20, 30 years?
Oh, no. Oh, no, I've got it wrapped in plastic.
Oh,
yeah, the unfortunate thing, I've priced these before on the show. They're not worth as much as you think.
Yeah.
Somewhere between $20 and $40. Unsigned.
Yeah.
If you can get it signed, it's like $500.
Really?
You know, yeah.
He probably knows that, too. He probably knows
yeah,
that.
So it's tough. I've seen them at sales, and I just pass them up because I know they're hit or miss, and most of the time miss.
So the moral of the story is just eat the Wheaties.
Yeah, just enjoy it, you know. Put it on the shelf.
I wouldn't dare eat it. I'll save it for another. Give it to my grandson.
There you
awesome.
Go. Good idea. Thanks, yeah. Jackson.
Thanks for calling.
All right. There you go. Let's go to Elizabeth. Elizabeth. Oh, we got a little echo there. Elizabeth, what do you want to brag about?
I have a brother who was graduated from Great Lakes 1931. I have that full picture of his class. And he was a chief petty officer in the Pacific. And, of course, one of his ships was the USS Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got and I have a card from there. And then he was transferred to the USS New York. And he was in the South Pacific when the war broke out. They were trapped in Corregidor. And they deployed them as land troops, even though they were Navy men. And, of course, they caught him at Bataan, and he survived the Bataan death march and 3 years in a Japanese military prison camp. I have the card from the Philippines prison camp number 2. It says Imperial Japanese Army, and he was allowed to sign it and underline certain words. I also have letters signed by Secretary of the Navy Knox and Governor Green at that time. My dad had lost contact with him and was worried about him and was contacting all these people, and they were sending him these letters. I also have the telegram announcing that he was missing in action, and then the telegram saying that he was a prisoner of war.
Wow.
That's an amazing story. That's a tremendous story, and one of, I would say, a national treasure, in the sense that that's an important story for not just here, but for the world. So what do you think of this, Greg?
There's no way I could put a value on that. I would try
to... donated to the Pritzker Military Museum, but they wanted to just pick out what they wanted and get rid of the rest, but I wanted to keep it all together, so I still have it.
Yeah, you could probably find someone to take all of it for a decent price. We talked before...
I just want to preserve it.
Yeah.
I also have a picture of him when he's... was liberated. He was. They converted a golf course in Corona, California, and my dad and I rode a train for 4 days. It was a troop train. They were sending all the troops from Europe to the Pacific at that time. We went to see him. He weighed 89 pounds.
Wow.
Elizabeth, thanks so much for sharing that story, and I agree. I think that the military museums in this fine country should take that and make that available for other things. Thanks for sharing your story. Appreciate it. That's a tremendous story.
I don't want to say go to Michael's or Hobby Lobby, but they do have some good ideas. I've been there myself to talk to them about preserving certain things, and they have good ideas for doing that. So you might want to talk to them, or go to a higher end frame company, and they'll have some ideas as well.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yep.
Wow. 312-981-7200. We'll take our break here. We'll come back in a couple minutes. I think it's about 3 minutes. And I want to get to Elizabeth, Barbara. I got a ton of texts that we haven't gotten to. We're going to try to get to everybody tonight here on the Swap Meet. Again, 312-981-7200. Stay with us. All right, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We got tons of texts and calls coming in tonight for Elizabeth, who might be listening, who had the great story. Was her brother? Was it someone? I forgot the exactly who.
Yeah, I think it was her brother.
Who was a prisoner of war in World War II. Someone on a text said, contact the Smithsonian.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the place to go. I mean, we talked a little bit about military museums, but I wonder if Smithsonian would be interested in a call. All right, so 312-981-7200. Let's go back to the phones and keep it going. Greg Flam is here. He is at DuPage Picker on all social media platforms. Barbara, kick us off the second half. What do you want to brag about?
Well, I have a question regarding my daughter back in the 60s collected briar horses. Mm-hmm. And we still have some of them, and I wondered if there's any value to them. Yeah, I know it was a collectible item at one time.
Yeah, they sure are. We've talked about them before. They can go as high as $4,000. So,
Which one?
That's the thing. You got to look up. If you want to send me a picture, I can maybe help you if you can include any kind of markings that are on the horse. But yeah,
some are still in the boxes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they can go as high as 4,000. So
there you go. Okay. That's a jackpot. Think about all those horses you've collected and hold on to. Right. You're like, oh, I got to get rid of these things. And now you're like, wow, they're worth tons.
Yeah, there's so many.
I know. I just keep them in the basement all boxed up, and I don't know what else to do with them.
You don't bring them out and play with them?
Right. No, I don't.
Yeah, good idea.
Just checking.
And she's grown and moved away, so I'm stuck with them.
Well, you win, right?
Right.
Might get some money out of that.
Right.
And you're the one laughing at the end. So thanks, Barbara. Thanks for that call.
Okay. Well, what do I do with them?
If you want to sell it, I don't know if you have a family member that does eBay. If not, you can write me privately, and maybe we can work out something. I don't know.
Okay. And your address or your name?
DuPagePicker@gmail.com or on Facebook, Instagram.
Okay.
Okay.
Facebook Picker?
DuPage Picker on Facebook.
I like Facebook Picker. Do page picker. I like Facebook Picker.
Yeah, I might change that.
I like that. Let's go to Rich. Rich, what do you want to brag about?
Hey, I don't know if this is worth anything to anyone other than me, but my grandmother saved a Life magazine from July 9th, 1956, which was my birthday.
Hey, all right.
The day I was born. And it's, you know, she put a piece of cardboard in it, and now it's wrapped in a like a magazine saver bag type deal. But mm-hmm. I just wondering if it's worth anything at all other than to somebody like me who's, you know, it's the exact birthday.
It is 1956. I mean, there might be something there, right?
Right, and that goes along with some of the Playboy magazines. A lot of people just want the month that, or year that they were born, as far as that goes. I found your issue, and it's really only about a $10 or $15 issue.
What's on the cover?
It is Beatrice Lodge is on the cover. It's a woman. She's wearing, looks like, multicolor jacket. Anyway, but yeah, there's quite a few of them out there.
It's kind of neat to go in there and look at the commercials like Phil Silvers,
and
Bilko with cigarettes. And
right, that's what
like
we talked
that,
about. So. Just individual pages can be $15, $16, just some of the ads.
Time to start ripping
pages
out.
I didn't think it was worth anything other than, you know, like for me, because it was on my birthday. So
yeah,
it'll be something to pass on to the grandkids.
There you go.
100 years from now.
Yep.
You know.
I hope they get the same birthday, right?
they already told me I was born in the mid-1900s, so.
That's right.
Well, you're mid-century modern, so there.
All right, thanks, Rich.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Let's go to Barbara. Barbara, another Barbara. Barbaras tonight.
Yeah. Hi.
What do you want to brag about, Barbara?
Well, I have the Dion quintuplet spoons, and that goes back many, many years ago.
What is that? What is a Dion quintuplet spoon?
Well, there were five girls born, and they were called the Dion quintuplets at that time. And like I said, this goes back many years ago.
Do you remember? I'd have to look it up. Maybe Pete can look it up exactly what it is. But
okay, yeah. Like, well, I have their spoons. There was all five of them because there were five girls.
Sure. Yeah, I was able to find a few of them. They are in the $25 range these days. Hmm. Yeah.
Oh,
about
really?
$25 to $40.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Thanks a lot.
Barbara. Yep. Thanks for calling.
Huh, interesting.
They were born in 1934, the first quintuplets to survive infancy.
Wow. And then Barbara went in and stole their spoons? Well, that was the thing. There was five of them. They couldn't keep track of the spoons, and Barbara got to them. So.
I'm really surprised how many there are online, though.
It seems like maybe that was the jour of the moment. All right, let's get to some of these texts before we get 312-981-7200 is the phone number, and you can text or you can call in. Best Brag tonight is going to get you a Lou Malnati's pizza. All right, we talked about the first one we had was a 2007 Fleer MJ card, number 87. What does that mean?
The card number itself was number 87. They're ranging all over the place from anywhere as low as like $12 all the way up to $400 with not being signed or graded. So, it's I need a little bit more information, right. I guess.
847's got multiple CDs, vinyl, posters signed by Eminem, Dr. Dre, and 50 Cent. He went on tour with them 2000, 2006. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to know what, he's curious to the value of vinyl of Dr. Dre and Eminem signed records.
Right. Records. Dr. Dre signed with Ice Cube, went for about $1,000. Trying to see just Dr. Dre about $250 for just Dr. Dre on a photo.
All right, that's pretty good. What about Eminem?
I don't have Eminem. I would think he'd probably be a little less than Dr. Dre.
Forgot About Dre, right? That song. That's the one they do together.
Yep.
I just I'm a beatboxer by trade.
Yeah.
I mean that you could tell.
Right.
You could tell by what I do with the sounds coming out of my mouth.
Right.
Wiki,
yeah. Right. All that.
773 says a Dirty Harry movie poster, 26x40.
Mm-hmm.
That's a cool one. It's big.
Yeah, I couldn't get a value on that. I couldn't find that exact one, but I probably have to say start an auction at like 75 on that.
Okay, 847's got an original 1985 Air Jordans, the Air Jordan 1.
That's a good one, yeah.
The first every color way and has never been worn. Amazing condition.
Yeah, that's about $1,000 right there. So that's
wow, really?
Yep.
For like those are the red and black ones.
Yeah,
with the
originals. Yeah,
the Mars. What was it? The Spike Lee.
How Mars they did Blackman. Right?
Mars Blackman. What was the? I'm blanking on it exactly what it was. Like,
let's see. I had it here.
Michael, jump, Michael. What was it? Something stupid like that. Anyway, let's go to let's go back to the phones. Frank, what do you want to brag about, Frank?
I've got a name tag, an Associated Press name tag from the 1968 Democratic Convention.
Yes.
Wow.
That's the stuff I'm talking about. Were you there?
Yeah. Pardon me?
Were you there?
Yeah, I was there. I was in college, and my mom knew the editor of Associated Press, so they got me a job driving the photographers around.
Oh, that's great.
So I was in the convention, yeah.
So you were in the convention while hell is breaking loose out in Grant Park.
Yeah, yes, I was, yeah.
Were you aware what was happening out in Grant Park?
Yeah, I saw we were at Lincoln Park when the cops were chasing everybody out. I got hit in the head by a Chicago cop when I was in the middle of the street. He told me to get off the street. And he said, I'm up, jump against a man's eye. Big 6'5" Irish cop.
Wow.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah.
That's great, man. That's good. You know, that's a soft spot in my heart, man. I love the Chicago history stuff in this program.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So what is a name tag? What is 68 convention?
You know, I can't find a name tag.
Associated Press. It says Associated Press 1968 Democratic Convention.
Yeah.
Got my name on it. I mean...
Yeah,
I covered the 96 and 2008, and they always give you the little badge, you know, like kind of thing that lets you in, and I always keep that stuff as keepsakes, but I wonder if any of that's worth anything.
Yeah, they gave us a temporary badge. I didn't have a badge.
So I would assume that it probably is not that big of a deal for
Bill. Yeah, it's worth more the brag than it is the item.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, most
that's
of the 68 convention items are in the $25 to $40 range these days.
Oh, really?
But I couldn't find like an Associated Press name badge.
Right. Now, if you had a picture of the lump on your head that the Chicago cop gave you, well, that might be worth more.
They gave us helmets and gas masks.
Wow. Because
they were using gas masks every night.
Wow!
And remember the photographers were from New York, and we line up behind the cops when they're in Lincoln Park. They line up and they get their big vehicles with these things that spouted gas on the top of the vehicle.
Wow!
And they start shooting the tear gas, and we follow the cops through right by they chase them down in Old Town, where Lincoln Avenue and Wells Street split, and they chase him down. And
gosh, unbelievable moment in Chicago history. Yeah. You know, the whole world's watching.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, thanks, Frank.
Thanks for a story.
Okay,
that's
you.
A good one too, man. See, I don't want to be so predictable. Like, I want to be like every time someone brings up Chicago history, I'm like, get this guy a pizza. But he did get hit by a Chicago cop. I mean, that's like 68 legend.
Yep.
Because you always get these stories where you're like, well, I was in Chicago, but I wasn't at the, you know, that kind of stuff. But this guy's actually getting a billy club to the back of the head. All right, let's go to Vic. Vic is standing by. Vic, what do you want to brag about?
1910 Chicago Blue Book, and it's got Robert Todd Lincoln in there with the hours to visit his home, and then there's a 1930 cast iron Lindbergh plane.
All right, you're going to have to repeat yourself on the first one. The 1910, what was that?
Blue Book, famous families in Chicago with visiting hours.
Oh, I love that stuff. Yeah. I love that stuff.
Yeah, the Blue Book's about $50, so there's that.
Oh, there you go.
And what was the other item?
1930 cast iron Lindbergh plane.
I need a moment.
All right. I'm going to put you on hold, Vic. Vic's got an echo going, so it's kind of hard to hear. Yeah, so the 1930 cast iron Lindbergh plane. I don't even know what that means. They're like
kind of a replica toy type plane is what I'm thinking. I cannot find that. So
okay, well, I'll have to get back to you. All right, thanks, Vic. Thanks for the call, Vicky, what do you want to brag about, Vicky?
Hi, Vicky. My husband went. John went to the Super Bowl in 1987 and came back with a Wheaties box with Walter Payton. The Walter Payton Wheaties box.
Well, okay. It would be 1986, right? For the Walter.
Well, 86. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wheaties box, Walter Payton, 1986. Pete's shaking his head. He's like, that's not going to be worth anything.
Yeah. Signed. Okay. Signed, I would think it'd be about a 150 signed.
Oh, well, I was,
it's a cool,
Pete
it's
was
a cool
wrong.
Thing for my Sunday, if I guess, then.
Yeah, it's only 20 if it's not signed, you know.
Well, I wouldn't trade anyway, so just curious.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Vicky.
All right. Thank you much, guys.
Thank you.
That's awesome, man. What a great lineup tonight. This yep. has been great. There's such great Chicago voices and people calling in with cool stuff. 1986 mm-hmm. Wheaties box with Michael or with Walter Payton. We got the Wheaties box with Michael Jordan.
Yep.
Air Jordans worth thousands of dollars.
Yep.
That's a good brag.
Yeah, some good stuff.
So right now, as we get ready to take our last break, and it really, I mean, and I'm willing to, I've got a ton of texts I got to get through too, and more calls as well. But right now, it's really coming down to, I think it was Dave, the AP badge, and the story of getting hit by the Chicago mm-hmm. cop, he being in the wrong place at the wrong time. That's one. Or the horse's gas mask,
yep.
which I think is a strange April Fool's joke, but seems like a good choice to hold on to it.
Right.
So those are the two right now, but we could get more. 312-981-7200. We'll take our last break here on the Swap Meet. Greg Flam is here. You can get him at DuPage Picker on all of social media, everything from YouTube to TikTok. Stay with us. Right. 720 WGN, Justin Kaufman with you. Nick DiGilio coming up next here on 720 WGN. But right now we're wrapping up the Swap Meet with Greg Flam. You can find him at DuPage Picker on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and YouTube and all the places that you visit socially. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We got some texts and some calls to get to. Let's go to the line. Let's go to Lance. Lance, what do you want to brag about, Lance?
Hi, I've got a game-worn White Sox jersey by Jamie Navarro. He was a big star for the Cubs.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was terrible for the White Sox.
Was he on the Cubs? Navarro was on the Cubs?
Both, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, he was a big free agent signing.
So you have a game-worn jersey when he was on the Sox?
On the White Sox, yeah.
Yeah, he didn't really pan out. He was supposed to be a number one for the Sox. He never really...
Yes, he was terrible.
Yeah. I don't have a jersey by him, but...
That's how bad he is. He's not showing up.
Yeah, his card goes for about five, though.
Game worn. That's cool. How'd you get it? Did he take it off his back after he threw a strong six?
I actually got it at the garage sale, the Sox sold.
Oh, nice.
Well, there you go.
Just the one that happened last week, or which one?
It was quite a few years ago.
Oh, okay. But...
All right, there you
Can
go.
Can I ask what you paid for it?
I think $40.
Yeah,
that was a real jersey.
Yeah,
so.
That's about what I would think it would go for.
And it's also better. I to be honest with you, do you wear it?
No, I do wear it only when I go to the Wrigley Field.
Nice.
I was going to say, it's a great Sox jersey to wear. You know, because you're going to get your Canercos and you're going to get your Tomies and your Frank Thomas, big Franks. Man, if I'm at the Sox Park, and I see a guy wearing a Navarro jersey, I'm like, that's the real deal.
Get a double look.
That's a real deal. So, good job, Lance.
Yep.
Oh, well. Great show, guys.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, buddy. Hey, Navarro.
Right. At least you'll be the only one that, like, turns around.
Yeah, right. All right, let's keep going here. I have an original, this is an original Warren Commission report.
Yeah, I couldn't find
a blue cover. This is from Laura.
Yeah, I've seen it before. I just couldn't find one now. But I don't know. I'm thinking like maybe 60 to 100 to start.
Yeah. 708's got probably this one's really good, too. I think on any other given week, I would definitely advocate for this to win a pizza. But a ladies super dog uniform, shirt size small.
Nice.
How great is that?
That is. I think that would go fairly well. I think maybe $80 it would go.
You think so?
Starting an auction, it could go higher.
I mean, it's still in business.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's a, remember that great hot dog stand? I mean, that's what's so amazing about a super dog, you know, piece of memorabilia.
Yeah, and it's vintage. It's got, you know, mid-century modern all of it.
All right, let's keep going. Let's go to Chris. Chris, what do you want to brag about, Chris?
I want to brag about a hockey stick I have signed from one of Chris Chelios' golf outings. Signed by Wayne Gretzky, Gordie Howe, Tony Amani, Jeremy Roenick, Bobby Hull, and many others, Bob Probert, and I'm just kind of wondering.
Enforcer.
And there's others.
And that's all on one stick. That's amazing.
Did
you win it at an auction, or how'd you win it or get it?
You know what? I used to manage a Best Buy store, and I got it through trade.
Okay. Oh, nice. I was hoping the story would be, well, I went to that golf outing, and I hounded each and every one of these celebrities until they signed my one stick.
I was invited to the golf outing, and unfortunately, I couldn't get there.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that's
and I don't think you would have been able to do that at a golf outing, but go ahead.
A lot of great signatures on there. I would definitely, you know, try to get that evaluated, you know, at a pro sports. You know, authenticator.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, that's really cool.
All right, thanks, Chris. That's a good one, man.
Thank you.
I don't even know. That's a strong one.
Yeah, we talked many times about multiple signatures, but the names he, read off were just powerhouses. So,
Lisa has a Mr. T bubble gum, gold chain bubble gum. All right, you got to see this picture. Come over here and check this out. I pity the fool that passes up my gold colored chain offer on the back. It is a picture of Mr. T gum, and it says Mr. T gold chain bubble gum. So this is the wrapper of a pack of gum, and they say winner. I have a winner. That is pretty good. So yeah, have you seen this before, Mr. T?
Never.
Gold chain bubble gum.
I'm trying to find it now.
that's amazing. I mean, I would assume, I guess, that in the 80s, anything that was popular, they put on every product, right? That's the idea that they did with everything. So.
Yeah, and as we've talked before, I've sold a pack of yum bubble gum from whatever, late 80s for, I think it was like $80. So I could see that going for quite a bit. It is just a wrapper, so I don't know. I'm probably going to say like $25 to start auction, you know, but...
Putting your name on a product in the 80s was called the Ditka rule.
Right. Right.
I'll sell anything. Did he have gum? Did Ditka have gum? I'm sure he did, right? Yeah, Ditka, yeah.
I'm surprised we haven't had the call of the person who got hit by the gum when he threw it in the stands, right? I got Ditka's gum.
How much would that go for?
Yeah.
I got Ditka's gum.
Okay, yeah, I did find a couple of the Mr. T gums now, and they're right there, yeah, $12 starting bids.
I like it, Lisa. It's good.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I don't know if it beats the story, and I will say the story of, I think it was Dave, right? Who do you have? I'm sorry if I got the name wrong. What do you got?
We have Steve.
Steve.
With the horses.
Yeah.
And Frank.
Frank, sorry, Frank. Yeah. I would take Frank. Frank, a college kid at the 68 convention. Getting popped upside the head by a Chicago cop for not getting out of the street, and he has a badge from that convention. The story is really the brag. He wasn't some kid who stayed away from the danger. He was right in there with the tear gas, and that's worth a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Oh, how about it? You're going to get a gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. Way to go, Frank. Good job. Way to entertain us with your stories.
That was great.
Getting lumped on the head in the 68 convention here in Chicago. The horse's gas mask came in second.
Yeah, that was a good story.
A different night, and I think you would have had it, Steve.
If you would have said it was like Chicago horses, Neo, then.
If the horse was wearing the gas mask at the 68 convention.
Or if it was
convention.
Made in Chicago, right.
Greg Flamm can be found at DuPage Picker, and he joins us every Wednesday, although I don't think we'll see you until 2020 because we're not on next Wednesday, and then
vacation.
It's all the holidays. So have a great holiday,
same
and we'll look forward to 2020, Greg.
Yep, thanks.